Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. 欢迎来到 Roundtable 的词汇小百科栏目。And today we're going to talk about the two sessions, 两会 since it's, you know, ongoing.
That's right. So this is, as most of you will already know, when this NPC and CPPCC convenes their annual session. So NPC is the National People's Congress. That's kind of like the legislature. And the CPPCC is the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, more like an advisory body with no legislative power.
NPC, National People's Congress, 是全国人民代表大会，而 CPPCC, Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, 则是全国人民政治协商会议。But when we talk about the two sessions, why are we using sessions to represent 会 but not conference or meetings, which, you know, to many Chinese mean the same?
Right. So a session just means that people are sitting down and doing something all together. A class can be a session. There can be a tutoring session or something like that.
Also, 代表和委员的区别，因为我们说人大代表，但是却说政协委员，在英文中这两个词是怎么说的呢？
So, we have an NPC deputy, and then there is the CPPCC member. And then this has everything to do with the fact that the NPC is a legislative body that has the power to create and, approve laws, whereas the CPPCC is just an advisory body. So you're a member of an advisory body, but you are a deputy, of a legislature.
That's right. 全国人民代表大会是我们国家的最高立法机构，而政协呢，则是政治协商机构，是不具有直接立法。法的权利的。And that also leads me to my next question, that is those提案 and 议案 that these deputies and members submit. What are their differences in English?
So again, as a deputy of the NPC of the legislature, these deputies raise motions. That is how the legislative process is conducted. CPPCC members, again, because they are only part of an advisory body, they are there to reflect, you know, the opinion of the people and give suggestions.They can only really raise proposals.
人大代表提出来的 motion 一经通过就会具有法律效力，变成 law. 而政协委员提交上来的议案 proposal 不管是否通过都不具有法律的约束力。 So a lot of media reports are saying that this structure of these two sessions is not completely the same but a little bit similar or comparable to the US House or Senate and the two houses of parliament in Britain.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's just a bicameral legislature. Bicameral just means that it has two different departments. And so I think the biggest difference, of course, is that in the U.S., both the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives have the power to create and enact laws. The thing is, they have to agree upon a law before it can actually be enacted. Whereas in the U.K., with their parliament, they have the House of Commons and the House of Lords. And at this point, the House of Lords is actually kind of similar to the CPPCC in some senses, where they really don't have that much power to create laws. They have a little bit of power, but not that much. Really, most of the laws, decisions about policy are created in the House of Commons.
其实这些国家的政体还是具有挺大的区别的，比如说美国的参议院和众议院都有立法权，并且法案必须在两院都得到通过以后才能变成法律，而英国的上院和下院，上院实际上是没有立法权的，而下院 the House of Commons 反而拥有更大的立法权利。 Okay, that's all we have for this edition of Word of the Week.
Thanks for listening.